This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017. Beautiful location, great crowd so far here this year. We're going to have all kinds of interesting folks on the show, many of whom it's almost going to be like a greatest hits. I mean, there's so many great names here in the Liberty Movement. Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Lynn Ulbricht. I mean, so many of these folks who we've talked to before, we'll be touching base with again. But there's people here who we've never spoken with on the radio before, and one of them, big name, G. Edward Griffin, famous author within the Liberty community. He actually opened up the event today with a rousing speech from what I heard, and he's here with us tonight talking about the Federal Reserve, of course, this scam, as you have put it, to be very simple with it, but you're getting a little deeper into how that scam actually operates. So beyond the fact that the Federal Reserve can print money or just increment numbers in a computer somewhere to create money out of thin air, you were beginning to give us an example at the very end of the last hour of $1,000. $1,000 that a check. Can you just kind of start from the beginning with $1,000 for people just tuning in?
Yeah, we're talking about $1,000 that had been created out of nothing by the Federal Reserve System so they could go through the appearance of loaning it to the federal government. This is the first step in the creation of money in America today. Mm-hmm. So we took that $1 billion check, this imaginary or theoretical $1 billion check, and we broke it down, and the first check to be written out of the federal government's checkbook with that money is $1,000 that goes to a postal delivery guy. So this is where we are now. So what does he do with his paycheck? Well, he takes it down to the local bank, the corner, whatever his local bank is, and he deposits it into that bank system. This is where it really gets interesting. See, don't forget, the Federal Reserve is a cartel, and its whole existence is justified for benefit to the members of the cartel. So now we're about to see how it benefits the members of the cartel, the banks themselves. It's when that newly created federal money eventually gets deposited into those banks. Now, those banks have the legal right to loan out 10 times more money than was deposited. So here we have an interesting leverage where the first $1,000 that was created out of nothing for the Fed now is spent, goes into the banking system at the local level, and can be leveraged up to $10,000.
Wow.
So this is where the real action is, you see. It's 10 to 1, and in some cases it can even be higher than that.
And as long as there's not a run on the banks, they'll be able to get away with that, right?
Well, the run on the bank is almost a thing of the past, mm-hmm. because in the old days, a run on the bank meant we want our gold and silver.
Right.
And the banks didn't have it because you can't make gold and silver out of nothing. But you can make Federal Reserve notes out of nothing. So today, if there were a run on the bank, it would be a relatively simple matter to just get a truck and go down to the warehouse where they have large quantities of Federal Reserve notes with serial numbers that have not yet been registered. All they got to do is just go load up the truck and bring it in and register the numbers and hand them out. Hmm. So it would be almost unlikely, let's say, that there would be a O-class style run on the bank. But what there would be is a giant infusion of fresh money into the system, and that money would cause, you know, prices to rise.
Right.
And that means they're taking
inflation, which is where there's more money chasing the same amount of goods.
Yeah, and that's like a hidden taxation.
Right.
So
the worst kind of taxation.
The best example of this that occurred in my lifetime is, I think everybody remembers war bonds, you know, during World War II. Mm-hmm. Go out and buy war bonds. You're supporting Johnny G.I. in the pits. You're putting a bullet in Hitler's men, you know, by buying war bonds,
mm-hmm.
right? And,
right.
you know, sounds really great. When a reporter asked George Bush during the Iraq War, which was, you know, when it was heating up, when it was ramping up, and Americans would have invaded Canada if they thought that it had something to do with 9/11, they would have gone anywhere and invaded anything. They asked, what can we do, Herr Presidente? You know, what can we do in order to help with the war effort? And he said, go shopping. Now, that's a complete turnaround from buy war bonds to help Johnny in the pit to go out and buy yourself a new flat-screen TV or get a car or something like that. That shows the complete change in the whole banking industry.
Yeah, and let's analyze why that change occurred. Because you see now, almost all of the monetary transactions go through the banks. And it's almost all on borrowed money, credit card money, or some kind of a loan on your house so you can, have some more money in the bank. And it's almost all borrowed money, which means interest collected on it. So now this is where the payoff is to the banking cartel. Not only do they get this money that they create out of nothing, they don't spend that for themselves. Mm-hmm. They loan it to people like you and me and corporations and collect interest on it. Now this, finally, we see is the payoff. Interest on nothing. Not too shabby.
Now, I have a question here. I often use this as a rhetorical cudgel on Free Talk Live, and I think that it's probably fallacious, but I like it, and I'll probably continue using it even after you dispute it. When George Bush came into office, the national debt was $5 trillion. When Obama came in office, it was $10 trillion. When Trump comes in office, it's $20 trillion. One would presume with that kind of curve that the next in 8 years, whenever that president's in office or whatever that is, whatever happens in another 8 year, two terms, that it will be $40 trillion if that curve continues. Does the national debt matter? Because, I mean, it just keeps on getting bigger. There's never been zero. The closest it was ever to zero was under Jackson, whom my son is named after, because he came the closest to getting it to zero. But it was still five digits. The national debt was still tens of thousands of dollars at that time, depending on how you look at the math. And so, therefore, we're still actually paying interest on loans from the Revolutionary War.
Yes, and the basic question, does it matter? It does not matter in terms of money, per se, in terms of those little numbers, mainly because even though the debt is going up in dollar numbers, the purchasing power of those dollars is going down at a corresponding ratio. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the exact balance is, but I suspect if we were to convert those dollars into hamburgers, let's say a Big Mac hamburgers, that the actual size of the debt today in terms of hamburgers may not be as much bigger than it used to be in terms of hamburgers. Just like your house today, if you sold your house and took the money and bought hamburgers, you'd get the same number of hamburgers that you would have bought, been able to buy back in 1950 if you'd sold that money and took and bought hamburgers. So this is a part of the equation in terms of purchasing power. It's always left out of this little game where we see these numbers growing. But even if you put that element of inflation back into it, it does matter then, I should say, because that game is, I've forgotten the name of it, but there's a name for that mathematical sequence in which numbers approach infinity. Through a parabolic progression.
All I can think of is fractals or something like that.
Fractals or something like that. But anyway, whatever the name is, we all know that if you borrowed a dollar back at the time of the Civil War and you were to collect, let's say, 10% per annum interest on it, and every year, it compounds. I don't know what the numbers are, but they'd be outrageously high today.
You'd be a very, very wealthy person.
Yeah, and in fact, in a few more years, you could bankrupt the whole United States government.
Yeah.
See? So the point is that these progressions are impossible. They don't continue forever. There is a point of unrealistic value, and they collapse, they disappear, and the debt is not paid back in terms of dollars, but in terms of poverty, in terms of the destruction of the system, and in terms of the lack of people who were saving in terms of those monetary units, the lack of them to even buy a loaf of bread with $1 million in Federal Reserve notes. That's how it ends. And so that's why it does make a huge difference.
Well, G. Edward Griffin is here with us. It looks like you're going to be doing a different conference coming up in June, June 23rd through the 24th, the Red Pill Expo. Are you putting this together, or are you just
Yes,
seeing
it? Actually, that's my baby.
Do you want to stick with us for one more segment and talk about it in detail?
I'd be delighted to do that.
More with Mr. G. Edward Griffin here with us on Free Talk Live, live from Anarchapulco in moments. Anarchapulco.com is where you can go to learn more about where we are, and we'll continue.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco, the third annual conference happening in Acapulco, Mexico, the beautiful Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Just in a incredible location, huge expo center. This place is tremendous, and there are hundreds already of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks who've come together here for this fantastic event. Anarchapulco.com is where you can learn more about that. We've got G. Edward Griffin with us here. We're going to continue with him in a moment, but first, Mark, tell me about the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
It's Jax. You can go get it at jax.io. If you've got Bitcoin or Ether or DAO tokens or a whole variety of these cryptocurrencies.
Nobody has DAO tokens anymore. You
no?
Update that. DAO's dead, dude.
What happened?
That's a long conversation.
All right, but, all right.
Yeah, that's a goner.
There's Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between these currencies. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, and he's the creator of CryptoKit and the founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life. I just sat with him probably 3 days ago, and they're doing big things with the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and I'm excited about it. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more, your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Jax, JAXX.io.
We've got G. Edward Griffin with us here. Honored to have you on for a third segment now. Thanks for sticking with us here, I'm sure. Let me actually unmute your mic. That would help, too. So, thanks for being here. And you were just about to tell us about the Red Pill Expo. You've got cards here June 23rd through the 24th. It's my first time hearing about it. How many years has this been going on? Is it the first one?
Absolutely the first one, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was an idea that fell into my empty brain here about a year ago. Mm-hmm. The idea, of course, is something you hear a lot. Why don't we get organized? Why don't we get everybody together? Why are we so splintered, and of course I've always resisted that because I think diversity is really an advantage in the freedom movement. Now, if you're a collectivist and you want everybody to go in lockstep, of course you want everybody to belong to the same organization, wear the same hat, think the same thoughts, speak the same truth, and so forth, whereas we're just the opposite of that.
Right.
So the idea of getting everybody organized is still abhorrent to me.
It's hard to herd cats, too.
It's impossible. Yeah. and we want cats to come into our movement. So the idea, though, was that we could have unity with diversity if we didn't ask everybody to sign on to the same thing. And to give up their diversity. I love the diversity of culture, diversity of style, the diversity in issues. Some people are on things, and other people say, "Who cares?"
Right.
But it occurred to me that all of these visions that people have about the crusades that they see in their life, they reminded me of The Matrix, the movie.
Movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. It's become almost a cult movie right now. And of course, for those who are not familiar, the crux of the matter is that humanity has been sort of absorbed into what they call the Matrix. People are not really living their lives. They're all living an illusion. Their brains are being controlled, and they think they're living, they're married, and they think they have a job, and they've got children and all that, but they're not. They're just imagining all these things. And so the idea is a few humans broke out of that, and they're trying to save the rest of the humankind and bring them into reality. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, they have to take the red pill. Now, if they don't like reality, as many people don't, they said, "Don't tell me about that. It's too upsetting,
Right.
Well, then they give them the blue pill and they go back into the Matrix. And I thought, that's really what we're trying to do. So I decided, why don't we have a red pill something or other? And then I thought, I got this vision of everybody with their own red pill that they know about, that they've taken.
Yeah.
Why don't we bring them and put them all under the roof, let them talk to each other about their own visions? And so that's where the Red Pill Expo was formed.
Cool.
My favorite thing about Matrix is that you are the protagonist. It starts with, as you say, the pivotal early point in the movie is when the protagonist, Neo, takes the red pill, and you follow in a very sort of first person fashion his struggle, and he is the one, as it's said. You are the protagonist for your life, and your life sort of exists in your brain. You're plugged in, and I just really sort of love the way that is and how empowering the message is.
Yeah, it is powerful, and the more you think about it, the more powerful it gets. When I saw the movie years ago, I thought, that's kind of an interesting sci-fi story. It was intriguing and kind of entertaining, but it wasn't until later when I began to see these tremendous parallels to reality, and that, my gosh, I was in the Matrix. This wasn't just a movie. This was about me and my friends. And then it grew from there. So anyway, that's what we're planning to do.
Yeah. Now tell me more. Bozeman, Montana, is that where you're from? Or
No, I've been there. But one of the people on our team is from Bozeman, Montana. Mm-hmm. And his name is Dan Happel, a great guy, and he invited me there about a year ago to speak for a group that he put together. And so I went. That's when I got to see Bozeman, mm-hmm. and I met all these great people, the boots on the ground there, a lot of individuals. Oh, yeah. And they put one heck of a meeting together, a great organization. So he's on our team, and he said, well, why don't we have it in Bozeman?
Okay.
I said, you got to be kidding. Who wants to go to Bozeman? And he looked at me like I was a defector or something, and he said, well, everybody does. And I got to thinking about it.
I'm very interested in Bozeman, I
got to
say.
Yeah, I got to think about it. Of course everybody wants to go to Bozeman. Who wants to go back to Las Vegas or Houston or Los Angeles or something? So we're going to Bozeman, and it's a beautiful town, and they have great facilities there, and the cost is less, and mm-hmm. everything is in favor of it.
The big, popular sitcom called The Big Bang Theory had one of their characters go off to Bozeman because it was the safest metro in the United States or something to that effect, and it was quite interesting. So Bozeman has that. It was recently featured on Big Bang Theory.
Well, I didn't know that. That's great.
And so it's redpillexpo.net?
Yes, redpillexpo.net. And we're just building the website now, but we have our first major speakers already reserved.
All right.
I'm one of them.
Of course.
Don't hold that against us.
Who else is lined up?
Well, Ty Bollinger is lined up to be there. Now, Ty, in case you don't know who he is, he's put on that great series, The Truth About Cancer, that reached out to millions of people on the internet, and he's an expert on alternative views of cancer. He's got the red pill on the cancer industry for sure, and so he'll be talking about that. And we have Lord Monckton from the UK. Now, Lord Monckton is one of the international whistleblowers on this whole global warming myth, this fraud, really. And many people may find that hard to believe because of what they've read. You know, the mainstream media seems to be quite unified behind the idea that global warming is a threat and it's real. Well, Monckton and many of us are aware that that red pill needs to be taken. It's not real. It's a complete myth, if not a lie outright, for political purposes, to get people scared enough to surrender their liberties and pay lots of taxes and carbon taxes and enrich the bureaucracy and all of that.
Right. I can't speak one way or the other whether global warming is occurring, but what I can say is that every solution I've ever heard is statist.
I see Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad author, is going to be at this this event. This is it's looking like it's going to be a big one. June 23rd through the 24th, Red Pill Expo. .net. G. Edward Griffin, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Absolute pleasure. And again, this looks like it's going to be an exciting one. RedPillExpo.net, so you can go to learn more. It's only less than $200 for an early bird registration.
Yeah.
Student price is under $100. More Free Talk Live coming up here in moments from Anarchapulco.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcapulco in Acapulco, Mexico. Beautiful place. Great crowd so far here. Hundreds of people, I would say, already on day number one. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. Mark actually coming back on the air here for the first time in a couple months. You've been out floating around the ocean or wherever.
Finding freedom on the seven seas.
I know you've got stories that you can tell, but we don't have time for that right now because we've got a special guest. Roger Veer is with us, and you guys have matching shirts on. Roger, welcome to the program.
Always great to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us here.
I've got my Bitcoin.com shirt on. You know why?
It looks good.
Because I know who butters the bread.
Bitcoin.com is kind of your baby, Roger. Because there's Bitcoin.org, which is where people can download the Bitcoin core software. What inspired you to create Bitcoin.com?
So the shortened version of the long story there is I was the first investor in the world to invest in Bitcoin businesses. One of the first businesses I invested in was Blockchain.info, mm-hmm. which is still the world's most popular Bitcoin wallet. Before Blockchain.info, probably nobody had really even heard of a .info anything site.
That is the most popular .info site in
really?
The world also.
Yep. And so then I went and tracked down Blockchain.com. for them, and they now own blockchain.com as well. So if you go there, you can find out more information about blockchain.info. Huh. And at the same time I was doing that, I managed to track down bitcoin.com. And initially I wanted bitcoin.com to become the front page for blockchain.info. And it just made sense because you were doing all your Bitcoin stuff right. at blockchain.info. Might as well just have it rebrand into bitcoin.com. Long story short, that didn't wind up happening. And even longer short story, made even shorter, I wound up being in sole control of Bitcoin.com, And about a year ago, I started developing that into a useful website. Now it has just about anything you could want to do with Bitcoin. It has a bunch of different wallets, ways to buy Bitcoins, news, forums, chat, games, like all sorts of stuff going on. Yeah. A mining pool, which is probably into our next segment, I suppose, or next topic there, which is the scaling debate, I assume.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about what's happening kind of behind the scenes with Bitcoin. For listeners that don't know, though, how would you pitch, what is Bitcoin? You know, we're on 100-plus radio stations here tonight. There's probably somebody who's just got into their car at the airport, turned the key, and they're hearing us talk about this. Maybe they've heard the word. Maybe they don't know anything about it. You know, what's the elevator pitch for Bitcoin?
So Bitcoin is totally amazing because it allows you to send and receive money with anyone, anywhere in the world, instantly. And there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. They can't block you from sending the payments. They can't freeze your account. They can't do anything about it. And unlike dollars or euros or yen, the supply of Bitcoin is mathematically limited. So as more people start to use it over time, the value of Bitcoin tends to go up rather than down. Mm-hmm. The U.S. dollar is guaranteed to go down over time, whereas Bitcoin...
More.
That's right.
We just talked to G. Edward Griffin about that, as a matter of fact.
Perfect. So Bitcoin's not guaranteed to go up over time, but the dollar certainly is guaranteed to go down. So I think it's a good idea to hold some of your wealth in Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency. Currencies there as well.
And we just, I mean, literally a few days ago, eclipsed a brand new record high for the price of Bitcoin. It crashed past $1,200 per Bitcoin.
It sure did. And for longtime listeners of Free Talk Live, I first came on Free Talk Live talking about Bitcoin like 6 years ago because I heard about it from you, Ian. You're the one who mentioned it. And then I heard about it and I thought, oh my God, this changes everything. So I had to get involved full time and you guys have been really instrumental in that. So thank you guys for spreading the word about Bitcoin.
Well,
so.
I appreciate everything that, of course, you've done for it as well. Now, there have been, and we've discussed this on the show to some extent, but we haven't had you on to talk about it in any detail. And so I'm glad that we're here now. You know, Bitcoin looks great on the surface. It's, you know, there's a lot of businesses accepting it. You can go to coinmap.org and there's this cool map of thousands of locations all around the globe that you can walk into a store and pay for things with Bitcoin. Of course, there's thousands more online websites that accept it. And this is one of the reasons why it continues to become more popular and more valuable because more and more people are accepting it. But unfortunately, on the other side of that popularity has become a problem, which is that the amount of transactions on Bitcoin's network, it's getting too sort of big for its britches, so to speak. What has happened to kind of cause the situation that we'll discuss the options as far as how we get out of this situation, but what happened to get us into the situation in the first place with these transaction fees that are going up and the load on the network?
So when I first heard about Bitcoin on your show about 6 years ago, one of the first things I did when I Googled it was I looked into, is this going to be able to scale for everybody to be able to use it? And sure enough, it looked like it could. It could scale to be a lot bigger. And at the time, all of these Bitcoin transactions are bundled into blocks that are recorded on the blockchain. And at the time, each block was about 5 kilobytes. And there was a limit of 1 megabyte at that time just to prevent people from spamming. And over the last 6 years, Bitcoin has become so popular and so many people are using it around the world that the blocks grew from 5 kilobytes to 10 kilobytes to 0.1 megabytes to 0.4 megabytes to 0.8 megabytes. And now every single block is completely full at 1 megabyte and people are bidding against each other to be included in those blocks, which means transactions that used to be basically free now cost close to a dollar, sometimes tens of dollars.
They were free. They were free. I remember specifically choosing on more than one occasion to give no transaction fee, simply to so I could say, you know, like basically, it's free, and that was the case. And then, you know, there was throwing 1 or 2 or 3 cents in for a transaction,
right.
Not that big of a
deal.
Now, of course, when you're looking at a Visa and MasterCard payment, these payments tend to be significantly higher. They're always borne by the business, so the customer tends not to see them.
So this, in my book, is a really, really, really big problem for Bitcoin, because for the first 8 years of Bitcoin's existence, the block size was just allowed to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and suddenly another group of people came into Bitcoin much more recently, and they somehow seem to think that Bitcoin will only be used as a store of value and doesn't need to be used for actual day-to-day transactions. In my book, it seems very, very clear. If people aren't able to use Bitcoin for day-to-day transactions, they won't use it as a store of value either. And this
it wasn't created as a bearer bond. It was created as a currency.
That's exactly right, and that's how it was marketed, and that's why I got involved. If I thought Bitcoin was just going to be a store of value and that's how it was marketed and it was limited to 3 transactions per second, I don't think I would have gotten involved in Bitcoin at all. And it's really frustrating to me how much the roadmap for Bitcoin has been changed by a bunch of people that came to Bitcoin much more recently and ran out of town on a rail, a bunch of the people that have been involved in Bitcoin from the earliest days. And
how'd they do it?
Through trolling and bad name calling on the internet until okay. People just get so frustrated they don't want to deal with it anymore. And it's really sad, all the personal ad hominem attacks that are going on rather than attacking the ideas. And then there's a huge amount of censorship that's gone on the main discussion platforms for Bitcoin. And it's really sad. If Bitcoin's supposed to be this censorship-resistant currency in which anyone anywhere in the world is able to use without permission, we shouldn't trust people that are either tolerating or in some cases openly endorsing the censorship going on. Don't trust those people to maintain Bitcoin as a censorship-free and open network.
Now, what they're censoring, as I understand it, are any conversations that have to do with what some of the things you're advocating, the future of ideas to solve these problems, like Bitcoin Unlimited, which is sort of an alternative to the current Bitcoin structure that would raise the block size over time. What so exactly would
in the on? current setup that we have right now, a set of maybe 12 or 20 developers decide what the block size limit is. And I think most listeners of your show realize that central planning doesn't work and leads to problems and leads to undesirable outcomes. What Bitcoin Unlimited does is it puts the decision to decide what the maximum block size is in everybody's hands that's running a Bitcoin miner or a Bitcoin full node or all the people participating in the network. And just through the community itself, people will decide on what the right block size is. And that's how Bitcoin actually operated for the first 8 years of existence, or the first 7.5 years of existence. Technically, there was a 1 megabyte limit, but the blocks were never that big. They were 5 kilobytes, 10 kilobytes, 50 kilobytes, and they could be whatever size they wanted. And just recently, we started bumping up against that barrier. So what Bitcoin Unlimited does is it basically gets rid of that barrier, and people get to decide what size blocks they're willing to produce and what size blocks they're willing to accept. And everybody will come together and coalesce on the right amount.
And the censorship was that they didn't want people, the censors, did not want those discussions to even happen on some of these classic Bitcoin discussion forums. So that was part of the reason why you opened up your own forum over at Bitcoin.com.
Right. And we have our own news site and IRC chat and all sorts of stuff. Because if you can't talk about these ideas, how can you move forward? And that's how new ideas come into mainstream adoption, is people are allowed to talk about them and discuss them and figure out what works and what doesn't.
Well, there's no doubt that we're big fans of open discussion here on Free Talk Live. That's why, we're open phones every single night, except for tonight, because we're actually here at Anarchapulco. And first of all, we can't take calls because we're actually doing the show a little differently than we normally do. We're recording these segments with our wonderful guests, and they're being played back. So we're recording the show live, but the show itself is not being produced live. We're going to continue here from Anarchapulco in Mo.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back at Anarchapulco, the third annual Anarchapulco. It's great to be here finally. Mark, you went to the first one.
I did, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, can you compare the two just briefly here? What was that?
This one's bigger. Yeah. A lot bigger. Roger Veer, our guest, was also at the first one.
Uh-huh. I've been to all three now. This is the third one, and it's getting bigger and better every year with more people and more interesting discussions. And the first venue was great. This venue is amazing.
This is a tremendous venue. I mean, it's huge. They're never going to possibly. I mean, it's almost impossible to fill this thing up. You'd have to be the size of like Comic Con or something crazy like that.
This is the biggest. This is among the biggest buildings we've ever been in, and it doesn't have that kind of sort of union lockdown thing that they all the rest of them.
No, all the people here are very nice. All the employees, very nice. Roger Beer with us from Bitcoin.com, and you know, you've been called Bitcoin Jesus. I've heard you don't really care for that name. I don't know. Does anyone know who came up with that?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you're here with us, and I appreciate you spending time. We were just talking, or actually, we're going to get into talking about Bitcoin Unlimited as a competitor to Bitcoin Core, the main program, the main Bitcoin node program that people run all around the globe on their computers. It has the blockchain, which is the full ledger of every transaction that's ever happened on the Bitcoin network from day number one. It's over 100 gigabytes now, so these have to be very dedicated Bitcoin folks that are running this this software. We've got one running at the LRN.FM studio, and I believe, Mark, you said you've got one going.
I do.
House.
I don't think that mine is opened as a node, though.
Well, if it's running, then it's a full node. There are some problems behind the scenes with Bitcoin. You touched on earlier some of the censorship that's going on, and some of the discussions that are being censored in some of these forums, these Bitcoin forums, are about Bitcoin Unlimited, or about the alternative proposals that you're behind to hopefully make it so that Bitcoin can scale with the demand of the marketplace, because there are apparently some people who have an interest in just keeping Bitcoin the way it is, where it won't really grow at all. Is that right?
So I'd like to point out that I think the position that I'm advocating is for keeping Bitcoin the way it has been for the last 8 years, which was just letting it grow as people started to use it, and the fees were very low, and the transactions would convert very quickly on the network, where a whole new group of people have come to Bitcoin Bitcoin much more recently, and they literally think that it's a very good thing if Bitcoin fees are very, very high, where you have to pay lots of money for each and every Bitcoin transaction. They think it's
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. They think it's a great thing if it becomes easy to double spend Bitcoin transactions. They think that people are still going to use Bitcoin literally if it costs hundreds of dollars to do one single Bitcoin transaction. And
of course
they're not. Of course not. People are going to use something else. And earlier this morning I was having a talk with a guy at the Bitcoin.com booth here, and he's like, yeah, I'm selling like all natural fertilizer type stuff for farmers, and we want to use cryptocurrency for all the payments, but I'll use any cryptocurrency. I don't care what one it is. I don't care if it's Bitcoin. And if Bitcoin fees are too high and it's too hard to get them confirmed on the network, I'll use Dash. I'll use this. Yeah. I'll use that. Like,
there are plenty of other options.
There's thousands of other options at this point. And Bitcoin isn't guaranteed to be the winner at the end. Bitcoin has a bigger network effect than any of these other ones.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's guaranteed to win in the end. And for those of us that have been around for a while, we all remember MySpace before Facebook.
Yeah.
And before MySpace, there was Friendster.
Remember
Friendster? And there was
I've only read about it.
Well, I mean, you could go back further. I mean, there's all kinds of companies that have been on top. Woolworths, I mean, they're gone now, right? So, I mean,
Bitcoin's
not a company, though.
Could truly be the Friendster of cryptocurrencies if it costs too much to do a transaction. People will be like, I heard about it, but I never really used it. I always ended up with, Xcoin, whatever that might be, because that was the one to use, and it was, that's what they wanted and that kind of thing. So
it's frustrating for me. I mean, we've been doing a lot of Bitcoin outreach in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live, and trying to bring businesses on board to accept Bitcoin. I haven't given up on that process, but it's getting fatiguing, do I really want to spend a bunch of time and effort on this particular crypto when why would somebody want to go into Corner News, a little corner store in Keene, New Hampshire that's been taking Bitcoin since 2013? Why would they want to walk in, the average customer, take a dollar soda out of the vending area, take it to the front counter, and then have to pay 50 cents on top of that for the privilege of buying it with Bitcoin? That's just not going to happen. Somebody who's a fanatic like me might be willing to throw 20 cents at a transaction fee for a small dollar transaction, but the average person's going to look at that and they're going to balk. And that's going to hurt, and it already has hurt Bitcoin. I mean, who knows what the price would be now if we could still do microtransactions, but this has killed microtransactions. I'm sure you know Doug Scribner from WatchMyBit.com. He had a whole website.
No longer is feasible.
He can't run his website now because he's talked on the show with us a number of times about this idea of let's run a YouTube-like site where you pay just a few cents per view and you don't have to watch advertising, and the person who's putting the videos up gets most all of that money. Well, now they can't do that anymore because it counted on Bitcoin's ability to do microtransactions. And why would you want to send somebody 5 cents if it's going to cost you 20 cents in addition on top of that? It's crazy.
It's frustrating. Is there a solution, Roger?
I think the solution is following the original roadmap for Bitcoin that was laid out in the Bitcoin white paper by Satoshi himself. And that's just the ultimate solution is just allow the blocks to get as big as they need to be as more and more people are using Bitcoin. And the miners themselves can decide what transactions they're going to include in the blocks for what fee. Whereas right now we have this artificial quota on the block size that's being imposed by a small group of, maybe a dozen different developers that think that it's great that Bitcoin fees are so high and that Bitcoin transactions can be double spent and then it can take hours or even days or sometimes not at all for transactions to be included in a block. This is a huge, huge, huge problem for Bitcoin.
Now, Bitcoin Unlimited proposes to change the system, if you will, if it's adopted by enough people. And what does it take to get that adopted? This is a software that you're backing to some extent. You're behind promoting it, at least. I'm running it. That's the software that I'm running at the LRN.FM studio. But it ultimately has to be the miners, right? The people who are mining the Bitcoin, people who are verifying the transactions on the network and doing the hard work behind the scenes of Bitcoin that have to jump on this. And not all of them have. What is it at 20-ish percent adoption at this point? You've got to get way beyond that, right?
Right. So there's basically three different groups of miners at this point. There's about 20% of the network are running Bitcoin Unlimited and mining Bitcoin Unlimited nodes. About 25% are running this other software that agrees with the 12, developers approximately that are, commanding from down on high, here's how we're going to do it. And then the rest of the, maybe 55% of the network, they're running software that's agnostic and not supporting either one of those visions. And so my strategy has been to build a mining pool, and we have a mining pool that's just about ready. We're accepting open invites for our private beta at the moment. You can email pool@bitcoin.com, and we're paying out 105% of the value of the block reward for each block, which is more than any other pool in the world.
How can you do that?
Because the fees have become so high. So the block reward is 12.5 bitcoins per block, but the fees on top of that are now another, you know, 1, 2, even 3 bitcoins on top of that. So we're using the bitcoins from that to pay out more than every other pool.
So your idea is outcompete the other pools and get the miners who are in those pools to come over to bitcoin.com.
Right. Although building a mining pool has proved to be much more challenging than we thought initially, but it's pretty much ready. So anyone who is doing a mining operation, email pool@bitcoin.com and we can give you a private invite now. And even if you're agnostic on this issue, you'll wind up earning a lot more money on our pool than any other pool. So that's a pretty good reason to switch.
Well, so people can do both download the Bitcoin Unlimited software, run that on their computer, and they can get involved in the pool?
Yeah. If you're already mining, you can get involved in the pool. If you're not already a miner, but you have a friend who's a miner, tell them to get involved in our pool. Mm-hmm. If you're not a miner and don't know any miners, then don't worry about
that.
You
can't buy into the pool?
Maybe we'll offer something like that in the future, but that's not ready yet. Okay. But maybe coming.
Now, what about these guys who are just not taking a position? They're not adopting the alternative proposal that you mentioned. They're not adopting Bitcoin Unlimited. They're just mining it how it is. Have any of them weighed in, these people running these mining pools, on why they're choosing to do nothing?
I think a lot of it is most of the mining power that's not voting in either direction is based over in China. Mm-hmm. And I think they view Bitcoin much more differently than we view it in the West. They're not as excited about the payment network aspects of it, and they just view it as a business where they can do Bitcoin mining and earn RMB to make traditional money for a lot of them. Some of them love Bitcoin and keep the Bitcoins themselves.
Right.
But there's also this mentality that I think is a bit more prevalent in Asia, is that, you know, the highest nail gets hammered down. And I think a lot of them are scared to stick their neck out. Whereas when I first heard about Bitcoin, thanks to you guys, I was, you know, screaming from the hilltops about Bitcoin, and lots of people said, "You're an idiot. Why are you interested in stupid magic internet money?" But I didn't care. You know, I'm going to say what I think is right, regardless of how many people call me stupid. If I think it's the truth, I'm going to say it. And it's the same when it comes to the Bitcoin scaling issues. It's very, very clear to me, if Bitcoin isn't able to be used for normal transactions, it certainly isn't going to be used as a store of value.
Yeah, it was designed as a currency, and if it's not a currency, then it's nothing.
Of course, there are those other options out there, and one of the frustrating parts about, you know, again, trying to spread Bitcoin with this fee issue that is really overbearing is, well, you know, what else would I go to? I mean, the Bitcoin payment processors for merchants like BitPay, they haven't adopted anything else from what I can tell, so it's not like I can just go into a merchant and say, well, here, now you can run Dash or you can run this other thing. So Bitcoin's still where all the focus is in the kind of the cryptocurrency world, and it needs to get fixed. Something has got to happen, or it, you know, we're going to run out of time. Now, speaking of time, we're short on it for this segment, but Rob, Roger, can you stick for one more? Roger Veer is with us. What I want to talk about is, you know, what would the fallout be if Bitcoin Unlimited is adopted? Because some people are saying hard fork, and we'll explain what that means coming up here in a moment. We're at Anarchapulco. More with Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.